say, O people of the book, why do you deny the revelations of Allah? Allah himself is a witness to your actions. Say, O people of the book, why do you obstruct the believers from the path of Allah and desire that they follow the crooked way while you yourselves are witnesses to Allah's covenant? Allah is not unmindful of what you do. O believers, if you were to obey a group of those who were given the book, they would turn you back from belief to unbelief. Just think, how can you turn away from belief on their statements when Allah's revelations are being recited to you and Allah's Rasul is among you? Whoever holds fast to Allah will indeed be guided towards the right way. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not but as true Muslims. Altogether hold fast to the rope of Allah, and be not divided among yourselves. Remember Allah's favor upon you when you were enemies. He united your hearts, so by his favor you became brethren. You were at the brink of the fiery pit, and he saved you from it. Thus Allah makes his revelations clear to you, so that you may be rightly guided. You are the best nation which has ever been raised for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin good, forbid evil, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it would surely have been better for them. Among them some are believers, but most of them are transgressors. Anyhow, they can do no harm to you except a trifling annoyance. If they do fight against you, they will turn their backs and run, getting no help from anywhere. Disgrace will be branded on them wherever they are found, except where they get refuge under the favor of Allah or the patronage of other people. They have incurred the wrath of Allah and have been branded with misery because they disbelieved Allah's revelations and slew his prophets unjustly, and because they disobeyed and transgressed the limits. Yet, they are not all alike. There are some among the people of the book who are upright, who recite revelations. You are the best nation which has ever been raised for the guidance of mankind. You enjoin good, forbid evil, and believe in Allah. Had the people of the book believed, it would surely have been better for them. Among them some are believers, but most of them are transgressors. Anyhow, they can do no harm to you except a trifling annoyance. If they do fight against you, they will turn their backs and run, getting no help from anywhere. Disgrace will be branded on them wherever they are found, except when they get refuge under the favor of Allah or the patronage of other people. They have incurred the wrath of Allah and have been branded with misery because they disbelieved Allah's revelations and slew his prophets unjustly, and because they disobeyed and transgressed the limits. Yet, they are not all alike. There are some among the people of the book who are upright, who recite the revelations of Allah all night long and then prostrate before him. They believe in Allah and the last day. They enjoin good and forbid evil, and rush in emulating each other in good deeds. These are the righteous people. Whatever good they do, its reward will not be denied to them. Allah knows the righteous. Surely for those who are unbelievers, neither their wealth nor their children shall in the least protect them from the wrath of Allah. They will be the inmates of the hellfire and live therein forever. What they spend in this life may be compared to a freezing wind which strikes and destroys the tillage of people who have wronged themselves. Allah is not unjust to them. It is they who have done injustice to their own souls. O believers, do not make intimate friendships with any but your own people. The unbelievers will not miss any opportunity to corrupt you. They desire nothing but your destruction. Their malice has become evident from what they say, and what they conceal in their hearts is far worse. We have made our revelations plain to you if you want to comprehend. Whereas you love them, they do not love you. Even though you believe in their holy books, when they meet you, they say, "We also believe in your prophet and your Quran." But when they are alone, they bite their fingertips in rage against you. Say to them, may you perish in your rage. Surely Allah knows all the secrets of the heart. When you are blessed with good fortune, they grieve. But if some misfortune overtakes you, they rejoice. If you are patient and guard yourself against evil, their schemes will not harm you in any way. Surely Allah encompasses all their actions. O Muhammad, remember that morning when you left your household at an early hour to assign the believers to their battle posts? Allah hears and knows everything. Remember when two of your companies became faint-hearted and Allah protected them through strengthening their hearts? In Allah should the believers put their trust. Allah helped you at the Battle of Badr when you were helpless. Therefore, have fear of Allah. Perhaps you may become thankful. Remember when you said to the believers, is it not enough that Allah should send down 3,000 angels to help you? Of course. If you remain patient and on your guard, Allah will send to your aid not 3,000, but 5,000 specially marked angels in case of sudden attack from the enemy. Allah has told you this as good news, and that your hearts may be at ease thereby. Victory comes only from Allah, the Mighty, the Wise, so that He might cut off a flank of the unbelievers or put them to flight, making them withdraw with utter disappointment. O Prophet, you have no authority to decide the affair. It is up to Allah whether He pardon or punish them, since they are wrongdoers. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. He pardons whom He pleases and punishes whom He pleases. Allah is forgiving, merciful. O believers, do not live on usury which is compounded over and over again. Have fear of Allah so that you may prosper. Guard yourselves against the fire which is prepared for the unbelievers. Obey Allah and His Rasul, so that you may find mercy. Rush towards the forgiveness from your Rabb to a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth, which is prepared for the righteous people. They are those who spend generously in the way of Allah, whether they are in prosperity or in adversity, who control their anger and forgive other people. For Allah loves such charitable people, who if they commit an indecency or wrong their own souls, earnestly remember Allah and seek forgiveness for their sins. For no one can forgive sins except Allah. And those who do not knowingly persist in something wrong which they have done, such people will be rewarded with forgiveness from their Rabb, plus gardens beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever. How excellent is the reward for such laborers. As for those who reject the divine revelations, there have been many examples before you. Travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected the truth. This is a clear declaration to mankind, a guidance and an admonition to those who fear Allah. Do not grieve and get disheartened, for you will have the upper hand if you are the believers. If you have suffered a wound, so did the enemy. We alternate these days of varying fortunes among mankind so that Allah may know the true believers and take witnesses to the truth from among you. For Allah does not love the unjust people, and that Allah may purge the believers and annihilate the unbelievers. Do you think you will enter paradise without going through the trial? Allah has not yet tested you to see who among you strive hard for His cause and show patience for His sake. You certainly used to wish for death before you confronted it. Now you have seen with your own eyes what it is like. Muhammad is no more than a Rasul of Allah, like the Rasuls that passed away before him. If he dies or is killed, will you turn back on your heels? He that turns back on his heels will do no harm to Allah, but Allah will reward the thankful. No one dies without the permission of Allah. The term of every life is fixed. He that desires the reward in this world shall be given it here, and he that desires the reward in the hereafter shall be given it there. Soon we will reward the thankful. In the past, many prophets had fought in the way of Allah with a large number of godly people. They did not lose heart during the adversities that befell them in the path of Allah. They neither showed weakness nor submitted to falsehood. Allah loves the steadfast. Their only words were, "Our Rabb, forgive our sins and our excesses, establish our feet firmly and give us victory over the unbelievers." Therefore Allah gave them the reward in this world, and also an excellent reward awaits them in the hereafter. Allah loves the righteous who are good to others. O believers, if you yield to the unbelievers, they will drag you back to unbelief and you will become the losers. The fact is that Allah is your protector and he is the best of all helpers. Soon we shall cast terror into the hearts of the unbelievers, for they commit shirk with Allah, for whom he has revealed no authority. The hellfire shall be their home, and evil is the home of the wrongdoers. Allah did indeed fulfill his promise to you when with his leave you defeated them, until you flinched and fell into dispute about the order and disobeyed the prophet after Allah had brought within your sight the booty which you loved. Among you there were some who desired the gain of this world, and some who desired the gain of the hereafter. He allowed you to be defeated in order to test you, but now he has forgiven you. For Allah is gracious to the believers. Remember how you fled in panic and did not even look back at one another while the Rasul at your rear was calling out to you. Consequently, Allah inflicted upon you one sorrow after another to teach you a lesson. Not to grieve for what you lose, nor at any misfortune you may encounter. Allah is well aware of all that you do. Then, after this grief, he bestowed peace on some of you, a slumber which overcame them, while the others were stirred to anxiety by their own fancies, holding unjust and wrong suspicions about Allah, the suspicions of ignorance. Now they ask, "Have we any say in the matter?" Tell them, "All matters are in the hands of Allah. They hide in their minds what they dare not reveal to you. They mean to say, 'If we had any say in the matter, none of us would have been killed here.' Say to them, 'Even if you had remained in your homes, those of you who were destined to be killed would nevertheless have been killed. But it was Allah's will to test your faith and purge what is in your hearts. Allah has knowledge of the secrets of your hearts. As for those of you who turned their backs on the day when the two armies met, they failed in their duty because they were seduced by Shaitan on account of some of their shortcomings. But now Allah has pardoned them, for Allah is forgiving, forbearing. O believers, do not be like the unbelievers who speak of those brethren of theirs who died during their travels on the earth or while engaged in fighting. Had they but stayed with us, they would not have died or been killed. Allah makes such thinking a cause of regret and anguish in their hearts. It is Allah who gives life and death. Allah is observant of all your actions. If you should die or get killed in the cause of Allah, his forgiveness and mercy will be far better than all the riches you could gather. Whether you die or get killed, all of you will be brought before Allah. O Muhammad, it is a great mercy of Allah that you were very gentle with them. Had you been rough or hard-hearted, they would have deserted you. Therefore, pardon them and ask Allah's forgiveness for them. Consult them in the conduct of affairs, and when you make a decision to do something, then put your trust in Allah. Allah loves those who put their trust in him. If Allah helps you, then there is none who can overcome you. If he forsakes you, then who else is there other than him who can help you? Therefore, in Allah let the believers put their trust. It is not conceivable that any prophet would hold back from the spoils of war. For anyone who holds back shall bring along whatever he has been withholding on the day of resurrection. Then every soul shall be paid back in full what it has earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. Can it be conceivable that a person who is seeking the good pleasure of Allah will behave like one who has incurred the wrath of Allah and is ultimately doomed to hell, which is an evil refuge? These two kinds of people have quite different levels in the sight of Allah. Allah is observant of all their actions. Allah has done a great favor to the believers that He raised among them a Rasul from among themselves, reciting to them the revelations of Allah, sanctifying them, and teaching them the book and wisdom, although before this they were in manifest error. How is it that when you are afflicted with a loss, after you yourself had inflicted losses twice as heavy upon your enemy in the Battle of Badr, you exclaimed, "Whose fault was that?" Say to them, "It was your own fault. Allah has power over everything." The misfortune which befell you when the two armies met in the Battle of Uhud was with the leave of Allah, so that He might know the true believers and the hypocrites. When it was said to them, "Come fight for the cause of Allah, or at least defend yourselves," they replied, "Had we known how to fight, we would certainly come with you." On that day they were nearer to unbelief than to belief, for they uttered with their mouths what was not in their hearts. Allah is quite aware of what they were concealing. Such are the ones who, as they sat at home, said of their brothers, "Had they listened to us, they would not have been killed." Ask them, "Avert death from your own selves when it comes to you, if you speak the truth. Never think of those who are slain in the cause of Allah as dead. Nay, they are alive, and well provided for by their Rabb. They are pleased with what Allah has given them, and they are also happy to think that there is nothing to fear or to regret for those believers whom they left behind and who have not yet joined them in their bliss. They feel happy to have received Allah's grace and bounty, and have come to know that most surely Allah does not waste the reward of the believers. As for those who, even after their injuries during the Battle of Uhud, responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul to follow the Quraysh army which was gathering to attack again, there will be a great reward for such of those who do righteous deeds and refrain from evil, and who, when the people told them, "Your enemies have mustered a great force against you, fear them," grew more firm in their faith and replied, "Allah's help is all sufficient for us. He is the best protector." As a result, they returned home with blessings and grace from Allah and suffered no harm at all. Besides this, they had the honor of following what pleased Allah, and Allah is the owner of mighty grace. Now you must have realized that it was the shaitan who was trying to prompt you to fear his followers, but have no fear of them. Fear me if you are true believers. O Muhammad, let not those who rush headlong into unbelief grieve you. Surely they can do absolutely no harm to Allah. Allah intends to give them no share in the hereafter. They shall have a grievous punishment. Those who barter away faith for unbelief will in no way harm Allah. They shall have a painful punishment. Let not the unbelievers think that our granting of respite is good for their souls. We grant them respite so that they may add more to their sins. They shall have a disgraceful punishment. Allah will not leave the believers in their present condition. You are in this condition only until He separates the evil from the good. Allah will not do this by disclosing to you the secrets of the unseen. As for disclosing the unseen, Allah chooses those of His Rasuls whom He pleases. Therefore, believe in Allah and His Rasul. If you have faith and guard yourselves against evil, you shall have a great reward. Let not those who are stingy in giving for charity from what Allah has blessed them with think that it is good for them. Nay, it is very bad for them. All the wealth they hoarded with stingy behavior will be hung around their necks like a collar on the day of resurrection. It is Allah who will inherit the heavens and the earth. Allah is well aware of all your actions. Allah has heard the statement of those who said, "Allah is poor and we are rich." Their words are recorded, and so is their unjust killings of the prophets. On the day of judgment we shall say, Taste now the torment of burning. Here is the reward of your misdeeds. Allah is not unjust to his servants. They also claim, Allah has commanded us to believe in no Rasul unless he shows us a sacrifice consumed by a fire from the heaven. Ask them, other prophets before me have come to you with clear arguments and showed this miracle you are asking for. Why did you kill them if what you say is true? O Muhammad, if they reject you by calling you an impostor, so did they reject other Rasuls before you, although they brought them clear signs, psalms, and the enlightening book. Every soul shall taste death. You shall receive your full reward for everything which you have striven for on the day of resurrection. Whoever is spared from the fire and is admitted into paradise will have attained the objective of this worldly life. For the life of this world is nothing but an illusory enjoyment. You shall certainly be tested through your wealth and with your persons, and you will certainly hear much that is harmful from those who were given the book before you and from the mushrikeen. But if you endure with patience and have fear of Allah, this will surely be a proof of your firm determination. When Allah made the covenant with those who were given the book, they were asked to spread the teachings of the book to mankind and not to conceal them, but they cast it behind their backs and sold them for a petty price. What a bad bargain they made! Those who rejoice in their misdeeds and wish to be praised for what they have not actually done should never think that they will escape the punishment. In fact, they shall have a painful punishment, for all the dominions of the heavens and the earth belong to Allah, who has power over everything. For sure, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and the day, there are signs for men of understanding. Those who remember Allah while standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and meditate on the creation of the heavens and the earth, then cry out, Our Rabb, you have not created this in vain. Glory to you. Save us from the punishment of fire. Our Rabb, those whom you cast into the fire will be in eternal shame, and there shall be no helper for such wrongdoers. Our Rabb, we have heard someone calling to the true faith, saying, Believe in your Rabb, so we have believed. Our Rabb, forgive us our sins, remove from us our evil deeds, and make us die with the righteous. Our Rabb, grant us what you have promised through your Rasuls, and save us from the shame on the day of resurrection, for you never break your promise. So their Rabb answers their prayers, saying, I will not let the good deed of any worker among you, whether a male or a female, be wasted. You are the offspring of one another, those who had to leave their homes or were expelled therefrom, and those who suffered persecution for my sake and fought and were killed. I will forgive them their sins and admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow, a prize from Allah. And Allah holds the finest prize. Do not be deceived by the free movement of the unbelievers in this land. Their enjoyment is brief. Their ultimate home shall be hell, an evil refuge. As for those who fear their Rabb, there shall be gardens beneath which rivers flow. They will live therein forever. This will be their welcome from Allah, and what Allah possesses is the best for righteous people. There are some among the people of the book who truly believe in Allah and what has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, and what has been revealed to them before you. They humble themselves before Allah and do not sell the revelations of Allah for a petty price. For them, there will be a reward from their Rabb. Surely Allah is very swift in settling all accounts. O believers, be patient. Excel in patience during confrontation. Hold yourselves ready for battle, and have fear of Allah, so that you may succeed. Surah Al-Nisa, in the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, have fear of your Rabb, the one who created you from a single soul. From that soul he created its mate, and through them spread countless men and women. Fear Allah, the one in whose name you demand your rights from one another and the ties of relationship. Surely Allah is watching you very closely. Give orphans the property which belongs to them when they are able to handle it themselves, and do not substitute your worthless things for their valuable ones, and do not cheat them of their possession through mixing it up with your own, for this would indeed be a great sin. If you fear that you shall not be able to treat orphans with fairness, then you should not marry the women with orphan children. Marry other women of your choice, 2, 3, or 4. But if you fear that you will not be able to maintain justice between your wives, then marry only one, or any slave girl you may own. That will be more suitable, so that you may not deviate from the right way. At the time of marriage, give the women their dowries willingly as an obligation. But if they, by their own free will, give up to you a portion of it, then you may enjoy it with pleasure. Do not entrust your property which Allah has made means of support for your family to feeble-minded people for investment in business. However, provide such people with food and clothing and speak to them nicely and give them good advice. Observe the orphans through testing their abilities until they reach the age of marriage. Then if you find them capable of sound judgment, hand over to them their property and do not consume it wastefully in haste lest they grow up to demand it. If the guardian is well off, he should not take compensation from the orphan's property. But if he is poor, let him take a just and reasonable remuneration. When you hand over their property to them, call in some witnesses, even though Allah is sufficient in taking the accountability. Men will have a share in what their parents and their near relatives leave, and women will have a share in what their parents and their near relatives leave, whether it be little or much. They shall be legally entitled to their shares. If the relatives, orphans, or needy are present at the time of the division of an inheritance, give them something out of it, and speak to them kind words. Let those have the same fear in their minds as they would have for their own if they were to leave a helpless family behind. They should, therefore, fear Allah and speak for justice. In fact, those who misappropriate the property of orphans unjustly swallow but fire into their bellies. They will soon be cast into the blazing fire. In regard to inheritance, Allah commands you concerning your children that the share of a boy shall be twice that of a girl. In the case where there are more than two girls, their share will be 2/3 of the estate. But if there is only one girl, her share will be 1/2 of the estate. If the deceased left children behind, each of the parents shall get 1/6 of the estate. But if the deceased left no children, and the parents are the only heirs, the mother shall get 1/3 of the estate. But if the deceased left brothers and sisters, then the mother will get 1/6 of it. The distribution in all cases shall be after fulfilling the terms of the last will and the payment of debts. With regards to your parents and your children, you do not know who is more beneficial to you. Therefore, Allah issued this ordinance. Surely Allah is the knowledgeable, wise. You shall inherit 1/2 of your wife's estate if they leave no child. But if they leave behind a child, then you will get 1/4 of their estate, after fulfilling the terms of their last will and the payment of debt. Your wife shall inherit 1/4 if you leave no child behind you. But if you leave a child, then they shall get 1/8 of your estate, after fulfilling the terms of your last will and the payment of debts. If a man or a woman leaves neither ascendant nor descendants, but has left a brother or a sister, they shall each inherit 1/6. But if there are more than two, they shall share 1/3 of the estate, after fulfilling the terms of the last will and the payment of debts, without prejudice to the rights of the heirs. Thus is the commandment of Allah. Allah is knowledgeable, forbearing. These are the limits set by Allah. Those who obey Allah and His Rasul will be admitted to paradise, in which rivers flow, to live therein forever, and that is the great achievement. But the ones who disobey Allah and His Rasul and transgress His limits will be cast to hell fire to live therein forever, and they shall have a humiliating punishment. If any of your women are guilty of fornication, Ask for four reliable witnesses from among yourselves against them, and if they testify and their guilt is proved, confine them to their houses until they die, or Allah opens some other way out for them. And the two, whether married or unmarried, who are guilty of this offense, punish them both. If they repent and mend their ways, leave them alone. Surely Allah is the acceptor of repentance, merciful. Repentance with Allah is only for those who do something evil in ignorance and repent as soon as they realize it. Allah will pardon them. Allah is the knowledgeable, wise. There is no repentance for those who persist in their evil deeds until death approaches any one of them and he says, "Surely now I repent." Similarly, there is no repentance for those who die while they are still unbelievers. For them, we have prepared a painful punishment. O believers, it is not lawful for you to consider women as part of your inheritance and retain them against their will in order that you may force them to give up a part of the dowry you have given them unless they are guilty of proven fornication. Treat them with kindness, even if you dislike them. It is quite possible that you dislike something in which Allah has placed much good. If you wish to marry another wife in place of the one you already have, do not take back anything of what you have given her, even if it be a heap of gold. Would you take it back through slander and open sin? And how could you take it back when you have enjoyed conjugal happiness and she has taken from you a firm pledge of marriage? Do not marry those women whom your fathers had married, except what happened prior to this commandment. Surely it was shocking, disgusting, and an evil practice. Forbidden to you for marriage are your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your paternal aunts, your maternal aunts, daughters of your brothers, daughters of your sisters, your foster mothers, your foster sisters, the mothers of your wives, your stepdaughters under your guardianship from those wives with whom you have consummated your marriage. But there is no blame on you in marrying your stepdaughters if you have not consummated your marriage with their mothers whom you have divorced, and the wives of your own real sons. And you are also forbidden to take in marriage two sisters at one and the same time, except what happened prior to this commandment. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. This is the end of Juz number 4. I inadvertently erased the first 3 groups of ayah for this Juz, and now I will place them at the end of the tape. This is Surah number 3, ayah 92, the beginning ayah of Juz number 4. You can never attain righteousness unless you spend in the cause of Allah that which you dearly cherish, and whatever you spend, surely it is known to Allah. Surah number 3, ayat 93 through 95, the second group of ayahs for Juz number 4. All food that is lawful in Islamic law was also halal for the children of Israel, except what Israel made haram for himself before the Torah was revealed to Musa. Ask them, bring the Torah and read a passage from it in support of your objection if what you say is true. Then whoever fabricates a lie against Allah after this will indeed be unjust. Say, Allah has declared the truth. If you are sincere, then follow the faith of Ibrahim. He was upright and not a mushrik. This is Surah number 3, ayat 96 and 97. This is the third group of ayat for Juz number 4. Undoubtedly the first house for the worship of Allah ever built for mankind is the one at Becca, a blessed site and a guidance for all the worlds. In it are clear signs in the station of Ibrahim where he used to worship. Whoever enters it is safe. Performance of Hajj to this house is a duty to Allah for all who can afford the journey to it. and the one who disobeys this commandment should know that Allah is self-sufficient beyond the need of any from the world.